The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to POV and My Therapist, the podcast where I vent, you listen, and you don't get paid. I'm your host, Divine Philemon. Before we dive into this new season, remember you can listen ad-free with early exclusive access to all of the season's episodes by subscribing to POV Plus on Apple Podcasts. Our new merch is live at www.pov.plus. Yes, that's www.pov.plus, not .com. Don't miss our featured shirt this week, Sad Girls Go to Heaven. The link is available in the description below. I'm also super excited to announce a giveaway. Leave a rating and review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify for a chance to win one of each of our merch items and to get a special shout out on the show. Make sure to check out our newsletter, The Hot Sexy Overshare, released every Saturday on Substack in conjunction with our regular weekly episode of POV You're My Therapist. All of this and more can be found at www.pov.plus. This podcast is brought to you by POV Plus. Our theme music is Still Barkin' by Chad Tuthill. All editing, production, and artwork are done by yours truly, Divine Philemon. For more updates, follow us on Instagram at POV You're My Therapist Pod and at Vine Philo. Check us out on TikTok and YouTube. Without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Hi, welcome to POV and My Therapist, the podcast where I vent, you listen, and you do not get paid. This is such a weird moment for me right now because I genuinely did not know when I would start the podcast up again. I had had such a, I had had such a complicated relationship with the podcast, and it was my fault. I ended up burning myself out when it comes down to the pod because I just did not enjoy it. I put a lot of stress on it, and I think because of that I just stopped liking it. I, as many of you guys know, it's been really hard for me to find a job. It's been hard for me to find something full-time, something consistent. That has just been difficult. I don't know what is going on, but I have never felt like such a loser in life ever than I have in this time in my life. So because of that, one of my only sources of income was social media and the podcast. And there is so much you cannot control when it comes to social media and when it comes to podcasting. I might have a week where for some reason, couple thousand of you decide that, oh, we're going to listen to this podcast this week. And I have a really great week. And I might have another week where literally five of you decide you're going to listen. And it gets to the point where, like, you're putting in a lot of hard work. You're adding a lot of pressure to yourself because you got bills to pay. Okay? And you're just stuck. You're just stuck. You want to do better, but I'm the kind of person that when I put too much pressure on myself, I crack. I crack and I start revolting against myself. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do socials. I'm not going to do the podcast. I don't have anything to talk about. Nobody wants to hear me talk about this stuff. And to an extent, like, I still feel that way. But I think a bigger part of it was finding purpose outside of the podcast and finding something that I enjoy doing outside of the podcast. What that is, we're still figuring it out. But I have goals that are not, that have nothing to do with the podcast, that have nothing to do with social media, that have nothing to do with getting famous and making a lot of money. I have goals now that align with, you know, my beliefs and align with POV and my therapist, that align with therapy. And it's just a completely different track. And so now I can go back to enjoying the podcast and loving the podcast and doing it because I started it because it was fun, because I needed somebody to talk to. And now we're back at that. So, you know, it was a little hard road to get here, but mama, we got here, Mary, we got here. So this episode, also, I'm going to change the way I do the podcast. I don't want to log in every week and pick up my mic and decide on a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, divine, that I'm going to record this podcast and then I'm going to put it out on Fridays. That, I think that was setting myself up for failure from the jump. I'm not going to lie to you. Was definitely setting myself up for failure when I was doing that. So now this episode is recorded a long time ago, okay? From when you're going to see it. The whole season will be ready to put out. And if you are a subscriber, you can listen to them in advance. So we're not going to necessarily be so contemporary. I am going to talk about certain contemporary things because I think they're important to be cited on and kind of like, it's not like a meme or something that's fleeting. If it's a part of their larger conversation, I might comment on it. But we are going topic to topic, okay? So I've listed out all my topics. This season, we're talking about sex. We're talking about money. We're talking about career. We're talking about life. We're talking about suicidal ideation. We're talking about mental health. We're talking about everything, okay? So I'm answering the questions, where have I been? What have I been doing? Who have I been fucking? What have I been eating? What's going on? What am I injecting into myself? How are my kids? You know, we're going to cover all of these things. We're going to cover all of these things. And it's going to be a great season. I'm really excited about it. And I really like the new way that I'm doing it. So for this episode, I thought it would only be fitting that we talk about burnout. Burnout, okay? So burnout, according to the internet, is described as a form of exhaustion caused by constantly feeling swamped. It happens when we experience too much emotional, physical, and mental fatigue for too long. In many cases, burnout is related to one's job, but burnout can also happen in other areas of your life. Hashtag WebMD, okay? So there's apparently a lot of different types of burnout. I didn't know this, but we're learning this. We're learning new things. There's a lot of different types of burnout. There's overload burnout, you know, that describes itself. There's under-challenged burnout, which I find that people that have like ADHD or ADD or are autistic, they need something to challenge them. And like when you don't have something to put your energy into, that causes you to like kind of spiral out. You be crashing out, girl. There's neglect burnout. This one I'd never heard of, so I made notes on it. It's feeling helpless, like things aren't going right and that you're incompetent, imposter syndrome. This is the one I have. Definitely, I think these can overlap. So I definitely think I have neglect burnout because when I tell you one of the mentally, I haven't been in such a terrible place mentally than since when I was in high school, like early high school. Yeah. When she was a cutter. Yeah. Yeah. She was a cutter. She used to self-harm. I remember so many men thought they could fix me. They would touch my scars and be like, stop. For me. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. So I have not felt as emotionally low than when I was back there, babe. Yeah. I had not thought about self-harming in a long time. Mm-hmm. But this period of my life definitely got me thinking about certain things. And I was like, we're almost 30. We're not doing that. We're almost 30 years old. And you want to go back to an angsty phase that you were at when you were in high school / middle school? Grow up. So that's literally the thought that kept me from self-harming. Thank you, Divine. Thank you. So I've just been going through it because like every time I try to do something, nothing works out. Even trying to get a job, like I'd have these interviews, I'd have, you know, these temporary to perm positions and they would turn temporary to temporary. And then I just would constantly feel like I'm in this hamster wheel of going nowhere. And I'm like, I'm trying to do different things. I'm trying to do everything I can. I am trying to be present and I'm trying to put myself in. I got my hand in so many pots, girl. I'm like an octopus. I got 8 arms and they all doing something. And I'm like, and you mean to tell me that none of them can work out? And then I'm like, all right, so maybe 8 is too much. Let's dial it back. Let's do one thing. I put all of my energy into that and I start seeing some growth, but it's not like life-changing growth. And I'm just like, am I not sticking to one thing for too long? But I am, even though sometimes something is not my main focus. You know, sometimes I like to take a break from something and then come back to it, which I feel is always good, like the podcast, you know. But I'm like, damn, girl, what's going on? Gwar. I know I was an accidental pregnancy, but let's get a plan together. Let's get the plan together and let's give mama some purpose. Let's give mama some purpose so she don't drive off a bridge. Thank you. So that's where I've been. The next kind of burnout is called habitual burnout. And this is the type of burnout that is constantly happening in all areas of your life, okay? And this one causes a noticeable change in your behavior. And this often becomes full-blown depression. I think that one also, because if you're in a space, your finances affect everything, okay? So if you're in a space where your finances are not where you need them to be, you're not getting as many jobs as you want, it's not consistent, it's scary, it's all of these things, like, you don't have the freedom to do what you want to do. You don't have the freedom to live where you want to live. Maybe you're like living in an apartment that, you know, you don't like, or you're living with somebody you don't like. That is going to fuck you up so bad. It's going to fuck you up so bad. As you know, I'm still living at home. I moved out for the summer. I subleased a place for the summer because my friend was away. And he was like, you can stay here, just get your mind right. And I was so thankful, because I just felt like I was on the cusp of absolutely losing my shit. And I needed to recenter. And the funny thing was, it wasn't anything that anybody in my life was doing. I don't like loud noises. I'm like a very skittish dog. I don't like loud noises. I don't like people's volume being up a certain level. Don't call my name. I hate my name being called. Like, I'm so, especially like if I know you're just going to ask me something, don't call my name. Don't call my name. Don't call my name. You don't know my name. You don't need my name. Don't call my name.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So I constantly hearing my name and then feeling like, you know, I didn't want to have to be considerate of other people. That's really what it is. I don't want to have to be considerate of other people. I want to be at an age where I can leave my dishes out if I want to, that I don't always have somebody harping at me about something. And, you know, and the thing is, too, it's like on the side, on the other end of that, it's fair that that person is harping my mom. Hello. It's fair that my mom is harping at me. She has her house. She has her, you know, retirement dream home. Okay. So it's like she wants it to look pristine and fresh out of the magazine all the time. Meanwhile, I come tumbling in from work at 7:30 after sitting in traffic for 2 hours, damn near losing it and about to piss myself. And I, you know, throw my shoes off the minute I get in the door. You know, we're living two very different realities here. So it's like, I understand why I'm being harped at, but it's like, also, I would like to have myself in a position where harping is not an option, because nobody's going to harp at me unless it's one of my pets, you know? So that's, you know, those are the types of burnout. LOL. I really need to work on my segues, but we're going to get there. Don't worry. So those are the types of burnouts. There's overload, under-challenge, neglect, and habitual burnout. Now there are the stages of burnout. Okay. There is the urgent need to prove yourself, working harder, neglecting your needs, more interpersonal conflicts, which ties back to what we talked about with habitual burnout, revision of your values, denial, withdrawal, behavioral changes, depersonalization. This one I thought was interesting because I was like, I don't get that. Like, do I suddenly think I'm a purse? Like, that's kind of where my mind went to. I was like, is this like one of those freaky things where people think they suddenly turn into an animal? No, that's not the truth. It's loss of identity and feeling like your life is meaningless. T. So then the next phases are feeling empty, despair, and total burnout, which total burnout is landing you in a mental ward, babe. It's landing you in the mental health facility. You're seeing the lady. You got the grippy socks on. All right. You've gone really far. So at the end of my little note, I asked myself a couple of questions. Okay. And feel free to answer them with me. You don't have to, but this is just something new I'm trying for the pod. For the purposes of being organized and keeping a train of thought and not rambling about the same shit every week. All right, we're doing question and answer. All right. So why did I get burnt out? I talked about that earlier. I got burnt out because I put too much pressure on the thing that I enjoy doing. I made my hobby my job. I made my hobby a business. I went full LLC Twitter and now I want to die. All right. So it's like, that's what you did. And these are the consequences. Learn from me. So you don't have to go there. If you like doing something just because it's fun, before you turn into a full-blown business, understand that turning into a full-blown business means that your livelihood now depends on the thing that you did so well because you were having fun doing it. T, okay? How does burnout show up in my body? This is a really good question because I'm not going to lie to you, and I was thinking about this earlier today. My relationship with my body has changed so much in these last few months. I'm not even going to lie to you. I think years ago, I was so disconnected with my body. I did not feel at home in it. I kind of felt like a visitor in my own body, if that makes sense. And I just was not really connected to my physical being. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I was just out of touch with my body. Now, these last few months, however, I don't know if it's just because I'm getting old or what, but baby, I'm feeling my body in such a new way, in a good way, as in, you know, I'm really in tune. We'll talk about that later, okay? I'm really in tune with my needs and my facilities, we shall say. But when it comes to like feeling burnt out, I very much am one of those people that if anything stresses me out, it's a wrap. You're not supposed to stress me out. Like, do not stress me out. I'm like one of those women in those Victorian movies where every little thing that happens, they're like, and they faint. That's me. Anytime somebody says anything that mildly stresses me out, I'm experiencing vertigo. I'm lightheaded. My head starts spinning. I need to ground myself. I need to immediately ground myself. Like, it is actually ridiculous and a little pathetic. But at the same time, I'm like, I respect that. I respect my body. I respect her for knowing what she can handle and what she cannot. And if it so happens that she cannot handle anything, that's fine. That's just who I am. And I'm okay with that. So you can't stress me out. So literally anytime a situation starts getting stressful, I'm like, I must leave. Okay. The next question I wrote was, when did my creative outlet become work? So I think besides the obvious answer that includes a date and a time, because it wasn't always stressful. Like, there were times when I really enjoyed doing the podcast and I was making money from it and it was my sole income. And, you know, that was a time. I would say I definitely think it was when I think probably the first month that I got paid from the podcast and it didn't cover all my bills. And I was simultaneously at that time looking for another job and I just could not find one. I think that's when it became work. That's when I started feeling the pressures of adulthood. And also that's when I started, I think, feeling like, okay, I'm not working hard enough. This should have happened already. you know, I should be making like a solid income from this. Why is that not happening? And then obviously, you know, as I do, I just start internalizing because why not? So what happens now? I don't know, girl. I really don't know. What happens now? I think what happens now is I follow the plan that I've created for myself with my shooting schedule, with my production schedule, but also with my release schedule. I think I try my hardest to set up myself for success. I think planning, I think scheduling things, I think being honest in my ability to create things. Like a lot of the times I would be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna shoot 19 episodes in a day. Mama, stop that. So I think being honest with what I'm actually capable of as a one woman production company, as a one woman marketing company, as a one woman PR, social media manager, socials, agent, booking, as a one woman person doing all this, I think it's only fair that I be decent enough to myself that I acknowledge that I can't get all of the things done that I need to get done, that I want to get done. That, you know, sometimes that means stepping back and being a little less ambitious. You know, even now, like I'm saying this, I'm a little scared because I'm like, you know, the plan I have for this season is a little ambitious because I've never done it before. It might end up being super easy, but like today, I want to film 5 episodes today. That's a little ambitious. We're on episode 1 and I'm already kind of, my tongue's going a little dry. I'm getting a little distracted. I'm thinking about if I should text my boy toy and be like, hey, I'm coming over at 5. Like, you know, my brain is starting to kind of go everywhere. So I'm like, okay, was 5 too ambitious for today? You know? So, but also trying. At least trying, at least making the effort to try. I haven't felt excited about the podcast in a long time. And I will tell you that at the start of, it wasn't season 3, it wasn't this last, at the start of season 2, I was not excited about the podcast. Yeah. I was excited about it for season 1. Season 1 went on for 33 episodes, which was a couple episodes too long, I'm not going to hold you. And then season 2, I gave myself a month-long break, and then I started season 2 up again, and I knew that I had fucked myself over immediately. The moment I started up again, I knew I fucked myself over, because I'm like, I only gave myself a month in between to live life, to gather stories, to recuperate, to plan, to know what I'm going to talk about, to redecorate my set. Come on. That's how I ended up with that ugly pink rug wall. I gave myself only a month to do that, to recharge. That's not enough time to recharge, you know? But the minute you start, you're back to the grind. You have to start doing it weekly, and you don't ever really get a chance in between to like get yourself together. And I knew that at the start of season 2 that I fucked up. I knew I did. I knew it immediately. Like, it was a no-brainer. I was like, I'm fucked. And then, you know, it started getting sloppy, and then I stopped really caring, and then I took a little break before season 3, and then season 3, I think my heart was just not really in it at all. I tried, but oh my God, to me, I felt like season 3 was really a colossal failure. It was not genuine. I felt like I was constantly like, it's like the video of like somebody chasing a dollar bill on a treadmill. I was constantly trying to find the thing that was gonna like really change everything. And it, whew, yeah. I know it's just a podcast, but you have to understand This is a lot of my time. This is a lot of the work that I've been doing in the last few years. And, you know, that's why I've really put an emphasis with myself of finding something else to do. Like, the podcast is not, will not ever be the only thing I do. Because if it is, I'm just setting myself up for failure again. And I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that to myself again. I keep looking at myself in the monitor thinking about how I look really fat here, but it's like, divine, the truth of the matter is you are fat. So of course you're going to look fat because you're fat. You need to get over that. So how do I separate my worth from the content I produce? I don't think I ever really can. If we're going to be honest, I don't think I can ever really separate myself from the work that I do because it is divine. It is divine's work. My name is in every part of this. It is the philosophy of it all. It is me. It is my stories. It is all of these things. But I think doing other things so that all of that angst that I feel, all of that pressure I feel does not sit and muster and fester and I apply it just to this thing. It's like, let there be challenges in other things. Challenge yourself with other things, not just a hobby, but like something that's going to be lifelong. So I think that's how I'm kind of working around that. So the last question is, how can I support myself during this time and still allow myself to be creative? I think it's about trying new things, not pigeonholing myself. I think you can be kind of creative in everything you do. This is a creative outlet, so I want to keep it that creative. And I want to apply the very analytical parts of myself into something else. Like, I've been seriously considering going back to school. And honestly, it's not even seriously considering. It's fully decided that I will be going back to school. For what? I'm not really quite comfortable telling y'all yet. But just know I've started the process. And so if you want to donate to the Divine School Fund, listen to all the ads, please. And thank you. That would be really helpful. But yeah, so I have a habit of putting so much pressure on myself that nobody told me to do. I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, acting like I'm going to get shot if something doesn't get finished right away. And the only person holding the gun up to my head is myself. So it's like, you need to relax. You need to chill out. Okay. As you may have noticed, we're in a very new space. Gorgeous. I know. I will say I've had a lot of luck this year. I think people are extremely supportive and willing to, you know, let you express your creativity and not really ask for anything in return. And for that, I am extremely thankful. So thank you. Shout out. And I'm kind of excited to see where everything goes. Okay. I hope that was a good explanation of where I've been, of what I've been doing. I'm scared. I don't know what else to say besides I'm extremely nervous. I'm excited for the season, though. I will say that. So, that being said, I think this is a 30-minute episode, if even. Welcome back to another season of POV, You're My Therapist, brought to you by POV Plus. The show is directed, produced, and written by Divine Philemond. Edited by Divine Philemond. Everything done by Divine Philemond. So with that, I hope you have a good week. I hope you are happy. I hope you feel that life is treating you fair, even though I know it's probably not, because when does it ever? Okay? And I just hope, you know, I hope you find what you're looking for, because I know that's the journey I'm on, is just finding what I'm looking for. It's finding who I am, what I want to do, how can I stay happy? How can I continuously give my life purpose and meaning? How can I make new relationships? How can I heal from old relationships? How can I do all of that and not get jaded? That's the real fucking question, bitch. But thank you for joining me. I hope that was a good episode. I'm a little rusty at this. So thanks. Love you. Bye.